presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the First and Main Shopping Center in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy, CMG Leasing. Visit vtcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main, eat, drink, shop, play. Located off South Main Street in Blacksburg. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Papa John's Pizza, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The Pete Dye River Course. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Lazor.
Good evening once again, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live. Enthusiastic crowd greeting us as they do each and every Monday here at the Cinna Bowl and Grill at First and Main. Well, we come on the air tonight with heavy hearts, and that has nothing to do with football, of course, because we, like you, awoke this morning to news of the deadliest now mass shooting in U.S. history, 59 dead, unfortunately, and 515 still counted as wounded. I want you to know that every day I'm grateful to be the voice or one of the voices for this community, but I also recognize that this is a community that knows this precise fear, sadness, and shock. And so the very least that we can do is offer prayers and thoughts not only to those directly impacted in Las Vegas today, but also to the members of our community and nation for whom these horrific events rekindle that fear and grief. So know that we're here with you, and also, like you, we haven't forgotten. With that, we turn our attention back to things that we do hold as important, but certainly now in a little bit more perspective. I bring in Coach Justin Fuente, and also, by the way, Mike Burnup, not taking the night off tonight. He is emceeing a tip-off basketball banquet back in Roanoke, so Mikey will be back next week. But, Coach, we bring you in there, and again, we hold important jobs, and we know that, and there is a level of importance and passion that come with it, but you wake up to news like this today, and it certainly provides perspective.
It certainly does. It puts a lot of things in perspective. It kind of reminds us to cherish our loved ones and value every single day, and I know this is an event that probably rekindles some memories of people that were associated with Virginia Tech during our own troubled times, but certainly can help us find some perspective on what's truly important.
I never want to politicize the show, and we never will, so we'll make this somewhat awkward out of that segue and talk about what was an illuminating weekend here in Blacksburg and the return of so many things, including pageantry and just enthusiasm and lead-up and all of those things. I just wanted to get – we'll get to the football game itself, obviously, here in just a moment or so, but just your takeaways from the weekend and what you witnessed from this fan base and your team and everything about it.
Well, just a fantastic outpouring of support. I think fantastic example of Virginia Tech, Blacksburg community, and game day. It remarked on multiple occasions about the fans and the pageantry and the beauty of campus, and I just think it was a fantastic opportunity for us to show off a little bit, you know, what we've got here, and as a university, and obviously parts of our athletic program, and the atmosphere at the game was second to none anywhere in the country. Just absolutely incredible, everything you had ever dreamed of and more in terms of a group of people coming together to support a game and show the world or the country at least Virginia Tech and Virginia Tech pride.
We talked a lot leading up to this game about the recruiting opportunity that this would present for your program. And I was curious, when you don't have the success or the outcome in the game, when you're showcasing your program, what is your message to those guys after the game?
Well, first of all, and again, the object obviously is to win the game, but the atmosphere and everything came along with it that we show those kids, we've already won. You know, we've already taken a huge step forward. We know that Virginia Tech is on its way back, ascending up. And I told them, I said, we're going to catch those guys. You know, it may not be, and it wasn't Saturday night, but that's a fact. The wheels are already in motion. Those things are occurring on a daily basis, and I've never been more sure of that than I am right now in terms of where we're going and what we're doing and the type of people both on and off the field that came to our game and saw it and got a chance to see what we're about.
Program has turned the page to the Boston College Eagles. A little bit later down the line on Tech Talk Live, we will do that as well. Let's take our first break here, though. Come back, and we will dissect the matchup with the Clemson Tigers and everything else that came with it for the Hokies. This is Tech Talk Live, as always, from Monday at the Cine Bowl and Grill here in beautiful Blacksburg.
It's all at First in Maine. Eat, drink, shop, play at First in Maine in Blacksburg. Give your closet a fresh look by shopping at Talbot's, Loft, or Joseph A. Bank. And while you're at it, why not try a new haircut at Sport Clips? First in Maine also has Anytime Fitness to keep up with your active lifestyle. Don't forget to check out Blacksburg Eye for a new pair of glasses. See the latest movies at the only IMAX in the region at Frank Theater Cine Bowl and Grill. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to hear the latest. First in Maine. Eat, drink, shop, play.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. After October 31st, 2017, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit your local Kubota dealer, VirginiaKubotaDealers.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mike Burnham. You know, if you're a student, nothing beats living at the Edge, just steps from campus. The Edge, fully furnished apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath, walk-in closet, and incredible amenities including a fitness center, yoga room, and a resort-style heated pool. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Get ready, shoppers. Apple Pay has arrived at First Bank and Trust Company. If you have an iPhone 6 or higher, it's the fast, easy, secure way to pay for your purchases using your First Bank and Trust Visa check card. So keep on moving, keep on traveling, and keep on shopping with Apple Pay and First Bank and Trust, providing mobile solutions when you need them most. www.firstbank.com, member FDIC.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live just getting cranking on this Monday. Mike Burnup out tonight. He'll be back, fear not, Hokies, next week following the matchup with the Boston College Eagles. John Lazor with you alongside head coach Justin Fuente. And, Coach, another thing we talked about last week was you go into this game and you didn't want to diminish the importance of it, and you haven't since then either, but you have to turn the page going to this week, and the biggest way to do that is to come out of that game whole. I know you've got some guys dinged up at this point of the season, and that's the nature of this game, but at the same time, it seemed like you were able to do that fairly well.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in, or I think we're ending up in pretty decent shape heading into this last game before the bye week. I mean, we've obviously got some guys that are toughing it out right now and pushing through. And, you know, we've lost a couple guys kind of along the way. You know, I'm thankful that we've made it to where we're at right now, because we do have some pretty thin spots. But I think we're hopefully, if we can make it through this week of practice and some guys can continue to get better, I think we'll be in pretty good shape heading into this one.
One position I did want to focus on was running back. Stephen Peoples did not play in that game with an ankle issue, but Trayvon McMillan actually had some positive things going for him, but then he didn't secure the football right there out of the halftime break, and you didn't use him again. Deshaun McLeese, I think, missed a blocking assignment on the outside. Anyway, long story short, you got down to Coleman Fox, who played pretty well, and I think this is going to be an evolving thing, right, in terms of how you might diversify the reps and who will get those reps based upon what happens from here.
Well, we'll continue to evaluate. You know, the first rule is you've got to take care of the football, and I hate it for Trayvon because he's worked diligently at it, and you know he's still going to play. Like we haven't shuttled him to the side, but you know, that's, we've got to drive that point home. The most powerful thing that we have is playing time, and we've got to take care of the football. And then the second thing is playing without the ball. You know, when you don't have the ball in your hands, are you an accountable player and making sure you're handling things for the rest of your teammates. We've got to do that. So, you know, we felt like Fox had earned an opportunity there, and through part of it was because of his hard work, and part of it was because of some opportunity that occurred during the game, and we put him in, and he accounted for himself pretty well.
Jalen Holston did not get any touches in that game. Coming off that illness, did that factor into that?
Yeah, I just did. You know, I just, for a true freshman coming off an illness, I didn't think that was the stage to to get him back going. It was just kind of how I felt. I still am encouraged. I think he's going to continue to improve. I'm hopeful through this week and then the bye week and then heading into the home stretch that he can continue to improve and feel more comfortable with what we're doing. But the sickness really took his legs out from underneath him. I mean, this is a tough kid. This is a kid that wants to practice and wants to play. And, you know, the term sick as a dog, I mean, he was really, really sick. And, you know, he lost a little bit of weight and all that sort of stuff. So my judgment was that throwing him out there against those guys probably wasn't the best way to get him back going.
So Jalen will be a part of things going forward, as will Trayvon McMillan, as you touched on. Something you also touched on after the game, and we certainly noticed this as well, Clemson laid back a bit more defensively, particularly in the opening quarter of that game, just rushed four and at times three and really took away some of those options down the field. Is that a result, do you think, of them viewing your team as inexperienced at some of those positions and wanting you to do it consistently to drive the football down the field? And if so, how do you counteract that?
Well, I was really shocked. I mean, one of the most attacking defenses that we've ever faced came out and completely abandoned their identity. And, you know, it was a little different. I was taken by surprise, that they decided it because that's who they are, you know, and they are a penetrating, rushing, creating havoc type defense, and they dropped eight majority of the time. I think part of that is because of their strength on the defensive line. It can make things very difficult for people. I mean, probably, you know, I haven't seen Alabama's defensive line, but maybe the best defensive line in all of America. They're really, really good, and that caused us some problems. We got it kind of adjusted, and now you've got it adjusted, and now you're still facing a very talented group. So, you know, credit to them for kind of switching things up. I would be interested to hear him say that, you know, why he went away from everything that they've done. I don't know if that's a compliment that they felt like they had to change in order to defend us, or if that was just the best way they felt like they could get it done.
Talking with head coach Justin Fuente, which we will the entirety of the hour tonight on Tech Talk Live. You mentioned also, Coach, that you felt like after those adjustments, you were on the verge of getting some things done offensively in the second half, and unfortunately you had the fumble and then you had the interception later on in that half. What were the things where you felt like your team was about to start manufacturing some movement and points?
Well, you play people of that quality with as many young players as we have, and you know the sledding is going to be tough. The job is continue to peck away, execute your fundamentals. They're going to make enough plays in all phases of the game that there's no reason to help them out. I think that was the most disappointing part of that, and it really was as a whole. I mean, we had a penalty on punt return. We turned a guy loose on defense. You know, those are things that help an already good team, and you know, I think that was the most disappointing thing for us as coaches, looking back on the film, is how we aided them. And again, I'm not taking any credit away from them. They made plenty of plays on their own. I mean, and that we knew that going in. It was just, you know, our margin for error was going to be really, really small. As it's the second half wore on, we began to get some things going because we could protect, because they weren't rushing like they had been. So Josh, on early downs, was able to stand back there and throw the ball a little bit, and we got a few things going. We had to use all four downs several times, but we knew that going in too. We knew that it was going to take sometimes four downs to have a chance to get a first, and we got those things going. And then, you know, what's been our hallmark, or what got us to that point, was being able to take care of the football. And through a few lapses in technique and discipline, we were not able to do that. And then that's what you get.
Coach Justin Fuente is with us. He will continue with us on the other side as we look back to Clemson, look ahead to Boston College on this Monday. And remember, Hokie fans, if your family of Hokies is growing, you are eligible to win Virginia 529's expectant mother parking right outside of Lane Stadium for Tech game days. Enter to win at Hokiesports.com/VA529. More with the head coach after these across the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
For when your car refuses to make it out of the driveway. So you catch a ride with the guy who insists he can make it to work on empty.
Ah, oh, dude.
There's one name you can count on, and it's actually pronounced AAA. AAA covers members, not cars. Whether you're a driver or passenger, protection in any car is actually pronounced AAA. Visit AAA.com/SayAAA to learn more about the nation's most recommended roadside assistance.
If you have received a DUI or other traffic-related offense, the road ahead can seem uncertain. Here at Fisher Law Firm, we have a team that is with you every step of the way. We have the experience that comes along with having defended more than 30,000 criminal and traffic cases statewide and the expertise to get the job done. Call anytime, day or evening, for your free consultation or a complimentary copy of my book. Don't forget to ask us about our free appeal guarantee. To learn how we can help solve your problem, check us out at FisherLegal.com. This is Jonathan Fisher, class of 98. Let's go, Hokies.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. More of tonight's show in just 60 seconds on the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
When Tech wins, you win with Papa John's. Get 40% off regular menu price pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Use promo code TECH40 online at PapaJohns.com. That's right, Papa John's and Tech are teaming up for this great offer. 40% off regular menu price pizzas when ordered online with the promo code TECH40 the day after a Hokies win. Only at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
Welcome back. Have a question? Tweet it at VT_TTL. Now back to First and Main and your host, John Lazor.
John Lazor, head coach Justin Fuente. This is Tech Talk Live. Mike Burnup off tonight. That's not entirely accurate. He's working tonight, but he is emceeing a tip-off banquet down in Roanoke. And full disclosure, next week Andrew Allegretta will be in this chair as I do the same down in Richmond. But we're recapping the matchup against Clemson, looking forward as we turn the page to the Boston College Eagles. Let's spend one more segment, though, Coach, looking back at this game. And you were assessing Josh Jackson earlier, and both of the interceptions really not his fault, and that's not really the entire way to grade him anyway. I thought he played pretty well.
He did do a good job. You know, I mean, there were some times when he was, smart with the football. He gave our guys some opportunities to make some plays. He was, accurate when we had opportunities there. You're right, like the interceptions, he threw two interceptions. One of them hit our guy in the hands, and the other one, I thought the guy made a great play on the little fake in the screen. And so, I mean, it's hard to be too upset with him about those plays. And I like the way he continues to improve and work and keep a great demeanor about himself. And, you know, we talk on the sidelines if things go well or things didn't go well. He's into it. He understands what's happening, and I think he's continuing to get better.
Let's do the special teams report in our feature here on Tech Talk Live here. Oscar Bradburn has been phenomenal throughout the season, particularly when you factor in that he is a true freshman acclimating to this environment. First punt of the game, we saw him for the first time step out rugby style, and that was also his poorest punt of the season at this point. I was curious if there was a reason why he stepped out rugby style.
Well, we're trying to keep the ball away from the returner. I mean, they have a really dynamic guy back there, and continuing to use that as a weapon, I think, is important for us moving forward to keep the ball out of those guys' hands. They eventually just went, they being Clemson, essentially just said, forget it. We're going to go punt safe. We're not going to rush. We're not even going to set up a return. We don't care. We just want the ball back. And I think part of that's because of the fake in the championship
last
game.
Year,
they
yeah.
weren't going to let us try and steal a possession that way. They didn't care if they had to sacrifice return yardage. So in turn, we just started punting straight away, and Oscar could kind of take his time back there and do whatever he needed to do. But that movement-style punt is going to be big for us moving forward. He has been very good at it. I think it was a pretty big stage. He might have been a little bit nervous, you know, quite honestly, but he responded after that and did a really good job.
That's what I was going to say. After that, he was great again, and I think that says a lot about him as well. Joey Sly's been great for years, but shaky over the beginning 5 weeks of the season. You addressed this earlier today. You do have to have a certain level of concern, do you not?
I do. I'm trying to be supportive of Joey and continue to let him know that we're behind him 100% and I want him to continue to get better. But he has struggled. I mean, there's no – he can't dodge that question or that fact. I feel like our protection has been good. Our operation has been pretty good. We've just got to get it kind of dialed in. He's obviously got plenty of leg. It's just a matter of hitting it true and getting it through the uprights.
And the final thing on our Subway Special Teams report, we did not see Trayvon McMillan carry the ball again after the fumble, but you did put him back as the return man, and I was interested what went into that thinking.
Well, James has been a little bit banged up. It's kind of crazy. Henry went through a patch where he was a little banged up, and James was back there, and then James is now a little beat up, so Henry's been back there. And I think Trayvon is a guy that has got a little more strength, you know, back there that can maybe – run through an arm tackle or break a tackle. Those other two guys, while they have very good speed, are just not as big. So we've been working Trayvon back there a little bit and felt good. I feel good about putting him back there and letting him try his hand. He runs really well, so I feel good about him getting a chance to return some.
That is the Subway Special Teams Report. Sans a question about the fake field goal, Sifu. That was our Subway Special Teams Report brought to you by Subway So Much Sandwich. All right,
I'll be happy to give you the thought process behind it.
I know you told Mike Burnham, but it was pretty early or late, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
Well, here was the deal, and obviously it didn't work. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But we couldn't punt, and I didn't want to kick a field goal. I didn't feel good about that. And it was 4th and 10, and I felt better about trying to fake it than I did about getting 11 yards on 4th down. And probably a press on my part, you know, probably indisputable that was probably trying to put a square peg in a round hole. But that's how I felt, you know, at the moment. And, it didn't work, so I got to own it.
Well, I think it also speaks to the level of respect you have for their defense, right, on 4th and 10, thinking that was the better play there.
Yeah, I mean, that's – again, you go by feel and how what I felt the best chance for us to go. The safe thing is to just leave your offense out there and try it. And if they don't get it, everybody will say, well, at least you went for it. But, you know, the other thing is try the best thing you can to try and get the first down to give you a chance to win the game. And that's what I thought. Their guy didn't rush up the field and – it didn't look like much, but and that's my fault. You know, I've got a lot of history with doing those things, with faking punts or faking field goals from my short time here and my time at Memphis. And you know, you've got to make sure they're right, but you also got to understand you're rolling the dice a little bit. And you know, in retrospect, it was probably a little bit of a square peg in a round hole and a little bit of a force by myself.
Well, full disclosure, that was actually Mike Burnup's play-by-play debut all these years later, because I generally switched to the monitor to watch the field goal to see if it's going to go through. We can't see it from the side. It was about a second delay, so I never saw it happen.
Okay, so maybe we can pretend like it did.
Exactly. There we go. Let's do that and move forward. All right, final question about Clemson, and then we'll turn the page to Boston College. Defensive tackles, Tim Settle, Ricky Walker, I thought played very well, but they also played a lot in that game. They hold up okay coming through?
They did, and they are warriors for us, and just really proud of those guys. You know, those guys play roles on special teams. We've actually taken them off kickoff return, and they're mad about it. You know, they really want to play. They want to help. They're both on the field goal unit. They're on the punt team, and they play a lot of snaps defensively. And, you know, Ricky, much has been made about Ricky's leadership. I think it's been fantastic. And Ricky is one of the rare players that not only is he playing well, but he's helping other people play at a high level. And that's a true mark of a leader when you can help other people play better. And he's helping Timmy play better. And, you know, the other thing I would add to special teams was Greg Stroman was fantastic. I mean, not just the punt return, the courage to catch that ball, first of all, running full speed. You know, he's looking at the ball. He's not looking at the coverage team and really give us a spark and get the ball down to whatever it was, a 3 or 4 yard line and score on the next play. But all the hidden yardage that he saved by fielding those punts were all over the place. I mean, he caught one kind of back up over his head. I mean, he did a fantastic job, and I can't express to you how comfortable and how nice a luxury that is to have somebody that you trust, because there's a lot of judgment that goes on back there in punt return, and he does a great job.
Yeah, and it seemed like there was actually a moment where he was a little frustrated because on another return you had a penalty, and we don't know to go into the specifics of it, but didn't necessarily need the illegal block that you got, and that would have made it a better night.
Yeah, no question. And we talk all the time, and there's great examples of that on film when those guys, because they all want to block their guy. But, you know, the other teams have guys on scholarship too, and sometimes those guys get by you. And when they do and you approach a returner, we want them to turn and find somebody else to block as opposed to continuing on because you're just going to do something bad. And Greg makes that guy miss most of the time anyway, and that's what we tell him. Like, Greg's going to make one guy miss. As you approach a returner, if you're in trail technique, then turn around and go find somebody else. And we did that a couple other times during the game, and it benefited us well, but we did not do it on the penalty.
More with head coach Justin Fuente as Tech Talk Live continues after these across the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
ESPN's Neil Everett here. This college football season, Nissan's putting you in the driver's seat. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com. Build a customized Titan wrapped in your school's colors. Then register for a chance to win it. Or you can win a trip to the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Enter the Nissan Heisman House Sweepstakes. Take on today. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 12/8/17. Open to residents of USDC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/Heisman House Sweepstakes. Sponsored by Nissan North America.
All Hokie fans know that the best place to stock up for the season is Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Columbia, Cutter, and Buck, and more. Plus the newest styles of team color fashion tops and dresses for the ladies. Alumni Hall is a one-stop shop for Virginia Tech fans with a huge selection for the kids, tailgate gear, and even accessories to deck out your car. With a wide range of Hokie products and prices, you'll be the envy of the game day crowd when you shop at Alumni Hall. Conveniently located on your way to campus at First and Main next to Bull and Bones, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 20 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs, and now our new restaurant, bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and much more. Open 6 days a week, come see why Tots and now Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
John Lazor alongside head coach Justin Fuente as we turn the page to the Boston College Eagles' second ACC matchup for Virginia Tech comes this Saturday. Another primetime game, 7:15 start, which means Mikey and I and Andrew and the rest of our crew will hit the air at 5:30 from Chestnut Hill. Coach, how much does it benefit you to have recent tape of an opponent that you just played playing an opponent that you're about to play?
Well, I think there is some level of comparison there that that is nice, you know, in terms of, okay, well, I just saw that guy, number 7, a week ago, and I know what he's all about and what he looks like physically and how well he runs, and now I'm watching him play against the guy we're about to play against. So it does give you – I don't think schematically it really matters, but I do think from just trying to figure out what the players look like or feel like, there is a little bit of an advantage or frame of reference, I guess I should say, to that in terms of trying to figure out guys' skill sets and what they are from a physical standpoint.
What do you see when you look at this Boston College team? Because the scenario is awfully similar, right? You come off the national stage before you play them, just like you did last year coming off of Bristol. And, of course, that one was well played by your football team in their second home game.
Well, what I see from them is a big physical football team, almost in the mold of a traditional Big Ten football team. You defensively big and can have an electric defensive end that can really rush the passer, play some man coverage, have started playing a little bit more zone, but very sound and tough and physical. Really good on special teams, fantastic returner, both punt and kickoff returner. Their punt returner has put up some amazing statistics in the first, he's almost had a season worth of punt return yards in just half a year. And then offensively, it is a large group that is going to line up and try and run over you. They play with multiple tight ends. They want to control the game. They've got big tailbacks. It's a run, play, action, pass team that wants to control the clock and control the football game and win games that way. I was asked earlier about them offensively and why they haven't scored more points, and I just think it's their makeup, that they are going to do it this way. They're going to play great defense, be fantastic on special teams, and run the football and try and make a couple plays, big plays down the field, and try and win the game.
Right now, statistically, they lead the ACC in terms of passing yardage allowed, and because of there, some of that is the fact that you have to soften that defense up front before you can exploit it down the field. And lost, I think, last year in a 49-0 win for you guys that everyone looks back on and says, oh, there was aerial fireworks, and there were eventually, but first there was your bruisers, Marshawn Williams at the time, your leading rusher, and Jerrod Evans, kind of the bulldozer effect. Those guys combined for about 140 yards. I guess my next question is, particularly with Stephen Peoples a little banged up right now, how do you go about it this time?
Well, we'll have to find a way to run the football. I mean, that's just, there's no, if they're going to play us in a too high look, which they have done some, then we're going to have to find a way to get the ball run on the inside and on the perimeter. It'll probably be by committee again. That's what helped us last year in the game. We played really well on special teams and defense, and then we were able to run the ball and then ultimately push the ball down the field in the play-action game. Isaiah Ford had a couple fantastic catches in a big game. But, it's going to center around that until we can make them line up with overloads in the box to then make it easier to throw the ball to the outside.
This next question comes courtesy of my therapist father, because we've been on somewhat of a roller coaster in terms of tunnel vision, right? 2 weeks ago, we had to get up for Old Dominion, and then this week we had to stay low because we were too jacked up, and now we got to get back up again because we're going up to Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. What will the message be this week in terms of energy level and all of those things?
Yeah, for this game, I look at two things. First of all, are we going to respond or react? Are we going to react to an unfortunate situation where we didn't handle as well as we should have, or are we going to respond and go deliver an answer? And, that's going to be the challenge for the team. The other thing is, this is the game before the bye week, so we live with this result for 2 weeks. Okay, so, bye weeks are often determined by the previous game. So I know we've got to get better during our bye week, but how much better do we have to get, guys? Like, what's practice going to look like based on how we prepare and ultimately play this Saturday? But, for us, this is a big game. This is a huge game. I mean, we've talked about this is a one-game season right before our break and then the stretch run that we have got to bring our own energy. It's our first road conference game. It's at night. I'm sure they're going to be jacked up to play it, and we've got to match or exceed their energy level for this one.
It won't rival the skydivers and parachuters entering Lane Stadium nor enter Sandman, but the fall foliage up there this time of year is gorgeous, and I'm saying this just because it's on our bingo TTL. Leaves changing this time of year is just beautiful. More on that on the other side. This is Tech Talk Live with head coach Justin Fuente.
Hi, I'm Bud Foster, defense coordinator of the Virginia Tech Hokies. If you're shopping for auto insurance, you want a fair price, easy enrollment, and fast claim service, at Virginia Farm Bureau Insurance, you're guaranteed to get coverage from a local agent you can trust. Along with affordable insurance coverage, your membership includes benefits like meal and hotel discounts, as well as knowing you support local farms and agriculture throughout our state. So help preserve the Virginia way of life. All you have to do is drive. Visit VFBinsurance.com today to get an auto quote or connect with your local Farm Bureau agent. That's VFBinsurance.com.
Hey, do me a favor. Take a look in the mirror and smile. Do you like what you see? Is everything in the right place? And are you pain-free? I know most people don't like to think about going to the dentist, but you need to start because the condition of your teeth and gums can drastically affect your health and lifestyle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg make it their top priority to give every client a unique wow experience. Find your smile at Real Life Dental, 552-5433, or online at reallifedental.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network. Welcome back. Have a question? Tweet it at VT_TTL. Now back to First and Main and your host, John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues with head coach Justin Fuente. Quick shout out to New River Engraving, who has supplied our prizes tonight and also this vessel that I'm currently sipping Diet Coke out of. Big thanks to them. Check them out, New River Engraving. Eye on the Boston College Eagles. And our first question here is one that I've gotten quite a few times off Twitter this week, and submit those, folks, if you want to get mixed in at LazVT throughout the course of the week. Coach A.J. Bush, we've seen him in mop-up duty as the quarterback. We were just talking about potential more options in the run game, power run game. Any chance that that will be a facet of your offense in the coming weeks?
Well, I don't know. As we continue to game plan and A.J. continues to feel more comfortable, I mean, that's certainly something that we've talked about. I can promise you that. And in terms of our skill players, you know, it's kind of one of the neat things about offense, and I think Brad Cornelson does a fantastic job of playing to whatever our strengths are, but you basically every play's got five O linemen, and then everybody else is negotiable. You can mix and match however you see fit, and whatever sort of, whether it's three receivers and a tight end and a running back, or two running backs and three receivers, whatever it is. He's certainly in those conversations because of his skill level.
We did see a lot of Chris Cunningham just as a protector in this last week against Clemson. In Boston College, defensive line kind of profiles the same way, maybe not as fast, but certainly as bulky.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we'll those guys in that H-back position, whether it's Chris or Dalton, and I've been really pleased with both of them. They've done a good job and continue to get better, really dependable players for us. But, those guys have to do a lot of different stuff for us, and they play a huge role in protection, particularly in our play-action game, because they are so involved in our run game. So, those guys doing a good job on a week-in, week-out basis is going to be continue to be important as we move through the season.
There's a lot of conversation about quarterback play at the NFL level, right? You don't have a quarterback, you can't compete. And it's not entirely true in college due to the systems that some folks run, but more and more so as we see the proliferation of the spread and everything like that. You look at a program, Boston College, they've been trying to identify a quarterback. What do you see when you're watching the crossover tape on Anthony Brown?
Well, I think the key to that is, and that was a little bit about what I'm concerned about with Josh this season, and what we talked about a little bit in the preseason, was I've felt good about Josh's development for a long time. My concern has always been the young guys around him. Like, I know Cam is going to be fine, yeah, but you know, we're going to be a lot of freshmen out there playing alongside with him, and can they compete at a high level, a really high level, enough to compete against the really good teams? And I think that is a little bit about what's going on at Boston College. I think they have their young quarterback. He seems to me to be long, be able to throw the ball. He's a good athlete. And, you know, they've got a true freshman running back that they're playing. They've got some younger guys on the outside that I think as they continue to get their guys in there and surround him with better players, as those players age and continue to mature and get better, I think you'll see them continue to improve, much like the way that, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road here, as we continue to surround whoever the quarterback is at that time with some quality depth and good players on the outside, it helps them play to, you know, put up better numbers and be more effective.
Let's shift back to talking about the maturation of your offensive personnel. Sean Savoy, on paper, has the 2 touchdowns in that game and certainly did have some fine plays. I do know there was a play, like 4th down screen, where Holman wasn't happy with the execution, something that we wouldn't necessarily notice, but he didn't go to the right spot. Overall progression for him, we've certainly seen it in fits and starts.
I'd really been pleased with Sean because of our situation at wideout, we are asking a tremendous amount from him. More so than I've probably ever asked of a true freshman wide receiver in terms of because he is our second best wideout right now. And he's being asked to play in a couple different spots, to move around, to play in our big personnel grouping, to play in our 11 personnel grouping. So, and he's doing a good job of that. Like, he's a sharp young man, and he's been able to take that in. Doesn't mean he's been perfect, but I've been really pleased with his ability to let us use him and continue to develop through the year. So that's been a real positive. I think we've got some other young guys that maybe aren't as far along physically as Sean is, that have bright futures, but haven't. I mean, it's a rare person that gets to do that. I mean, it just doesn't happen very often. You just don't get guys that are true freshmen that walk out there and play at a high level against the people we played last week. You know, and we had several of them out there, and some of them at times played at a high level against those people, and that's an encouraging sign for the future. And then we've got some other younger guys that they've just got to keep improving and not get frustrated, and I think they're going to be fine in the long run.
Yeah, I think you're referring to Hezekiah Grimsley and Khalil Pimpleton and some of those other guys. Another guy, though, that's been getting a lot more snaps and actually getting involved, Eric Kuma. Just talk about his progression, if you could.
Yeah, Eric is a guy that we need to continue to improve. Like, this football team needs him to continue to get better. He's been kind of nicked up and banged up, and we've encouraged him to continue to push through that, and he's done a good job of that. And, you know, for us, not just this week, but after the bye week and heading into the stretch run, to have an opportunity to have success, in my opinion, Eric's got to continue to improve. And, we've got Phil Patterson is not going to play this week, but he's going to be back running around. And, you know, hopefully after the bye week, we'll have him back. So, you know, that's another young player that we really need. If you'd have told me before the season that we're going to lose Caleb Farley and we're going to lose Phil Patterson and Eric was going to get beat up, I would have, my palms would have started sweating pretty bad. But we've kind of weathered that storm, and hopefully through the stretch run we'll be able to get some of those guys back playing well.
You reinstated Adonis Alexander prior to this game. He played in this game, kind of rotated with Brandon Faison at times. What did you assess his return in terms of level of rust and his ability to get right back in there?
Well, we've asked him to do some other things on special teams. You know, he is a very productive – he's not a special teams player that gets a lot of accolades because he's not a returner, but he has been very productive on our punt return unit. He's now on our punt unit and a chance to make some plays down the field, which is which is a little bit new for him. But we need all three of those corners, along with Bryce Watts, who's our freshman corner, to be productive in special teams. And it's good to see Adonis continue to improve there. You know, as far as his rust, he was still with the team and still practicing. I know he took the two games really hard. Hopeful that it had a big, powerful effect on him.
Head coach Justin Fuente is with us. One more segment as we put a bow on Clemson Week behind us and send the Hokies off to Chestnut Hill as well. All that straight ahead across the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. After October 31st, 2017, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit your local Kubota dealer, VirginiaKubotaDealers.com.
For Virginia Tech fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that, and that's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly, even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Virginia Tech Athletics.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. More of tonight's show in just 60 seconds on the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
With Blacksburg Physical Therapy, there's nothing holding you back. From that round of golf, that bike ride on the Huckleberry, or even jumping at a Hokies game. At Blacksburg Physical Therapy, you don't need a doctor's referral. Get direct care for whatever's keeping you on the sideline. Blacksburg Physical Therapy has proudly served the NRV for 25 years with the best muscle and joint specialists. Locations in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford. Call today, 540-951-2703, or visit blacksburgptonline.com. Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better.
G&H Appliance are the appliance experts. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget and needs. Trust our team who has served the area for over 40 years. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg, visit us online at gnhappliance.com, or call us at 540-382-7500. Trust the appliance experts at G&H Appliance. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazen.
Final segment with head coach Justin Fuente as the Hokies prepare for the Boston College Eagles. Again, a primetime start this Saturday, back-to-back night games for Tech, 7:15 expected kick on ESPN2 in terms of the television coverage. We'll give you an extended pregame as we did last week and go on across the same network at 5:30 with Mikey and Andrew and the rest of our crew. Well, Coach, before you make that trip, let's just put a bow on the weekend. Charlotte coming up. By the way, the least impressed person with game days, David Pollock of all time.
Yeah.
I know you didn't see it.
Didn't do much for her, did it?
No, it really didn't. She was not impressed. But the rest of Blacksburg was impressed with game day and the way that they came in and reacted, not only to your program, but just to Virginia Tech as a whole. And let's close where we started in terms of the impact that that will have on your program going forward.
Well, I don't know if it's measurable. You know, just to have an opportunity that we could never have a junior day with those types of athletes on our campus. I mean, the 18 class, the 19 class, the 20, 21 class, I mean, it was just chock full of fantastic football players. The 30th best football player that was on our campus this weekend was an outstanding football player. I mean, it was just really remarkable. I think our support staff did a great job. And then, you know, having game day, and it's not enough to just have game day there. Like, you've got to have a passionate fan base that's willing to show up and celebrate that. And, you know, I had a blast. You know, it's kind of funny. I'm in the morning, they bring me into town to go get on the stage, and, you know, it's game day. So, I got a lot of things on my mind, you know, like fake field goals and all that kind of stuff.
What's obviously for breakfast? Yeah.
Yeah. but everybody's so relaxed and having a great time. And, You know, you jump up there and you're on TV, and all the people that work in game day are, you know, that they're having a great time. And all I'm thinking about is, you know, are we going to defer, or, you know, all those things that go through your mind. But it was really fun and somewhat relaxing. It was a nice kind of reprieve from the daily or the habitual routine of football games.
I saw you come out, and I was just watching the game back on TV, and you had a hit with Tom Rinaldi on the sideline right when you came through the tunnel, and you kind of had a grin on your face like the fans would at that point, and it looked like you guys kind of got swept up in how loud and how just the environment just took over there for the moment.
Yeah, I don't know what Tom – like Tom Rinaldi asked me if he could do an interview right after he came out of the tunnel. I said, yeah, I'm sure I'll have something real enlightening to say.
But you
I don't
did.
Know. What you could possibly ask about, like, we're getting ready to play. We haven't played yet, but it was really cool. I mean, I think I would be remiss if I didn't take a second to just soak it in for a minute. You know, I mean, those opportunities come along, and while we're focused on the task at hand and the task at hand solely, I mean, there are moments where you just say, man, this is fantastic. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, I was, you know, coaching 1AA football, and to get a chance to be on that stage and with those athletes and with our staff and with this fan support and represent the school, I'm very grateful.
Third night game you'll play in your sixth game. Is that beneficial at all in terms of the guys' schedule?
I don't know. Like, I think it's fine. My first thought when I found out that the Boston College game was at night was, okay, well, that's fine. It's a little more preparation, a little more rest from the previous week. Plus, we don't have a game next week. So it doesn't bother me as now, you know, that's where it really hits you is when, you play late and then you have to travel and then you get in late and then you're starting your preparation for the next week. We won't have that issue, which I think is a good thing. So I'm excited about it. I like it. I prefer to present it to the team in a positive manner. This is why it's good for us. This is going to give us a better chance to get ready, to get emotionally and physically and mentally ready to go win the biggest game of the year this week.
You won't probably know this answer entirely until after Boston College, but do you feel like the bye is coming at a good time?
I always say that it is. I really do. I like the way, you know, I always look at our schedule every single year, and to myself, I complain about a couple scheduling quirks and don't ever voice those complaints to anybody else and then go about selling it to our team. And I think it's fallen at a fantastic time. We have four non-conference games in a row. Then we have two conference games, so we're able to put our non-conference schedule away. Last year, if you guys remember, we had the Georgia Tech game. We're trying to win the Coastal Division Championship. Then we had to go on the road to Notre Dame, you know, which was an awesome game, but it was right in the middle of our conference schedule. We were trying to wrap up the Coastal Division Championship, and then we had Virginia. So I'm sitting there on a Sunday after Georgia Tech with a team that all they want to do is play Virginia, and we have to go play Notre Dame, and they did a great job handling that. So we don't have those obstacles this year. We have a break exactly halfway into our season, and then we've got the big stretch run of the Coastal Division, which is going to be a bear. I mean, there's some really fine football teams in there, and anybody, in my estimation, I don't think there's anybody that's a lot better than anyone else in our division, and every week will be a bear.
Well, Coach, it's very rare that we get direct programming feedback, but we've literally put them to sleep here at the Cine Bowl tonight, so we'll get Mikey Burnup back in here next week for a little flair. No, I thank you, man. It's been great. Thanks for coming over. We appreciate it, as always. Head Coach Justin Fuente, Hokies, as he and his family make their way out. I'll come back with you, give you some programming updates on the other side, get you ready for the Boston College Eagles. This is TTL from Blacksburg.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi, tanning beds, and a resort style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit btcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
ESPN's Neil Everett here. This college football season, Nissan's putting you in the driver's seat. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com. Build a customized Titan wrapped in your school's colors. Then register for a chance to win it. Or you can win a trip to the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Enter the Nissan Heisman House sweepstakes. Take on today. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 12/8/17. Open to residents of USDC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/Heisman House Sweepstakes. Sponsored by Nissan North America.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
It's all at First and Main. Eat, drink, shop, play at First and Main in Blacksburg. Swing through for your favorite coffee at Starbucks or stay for lunch. Fresh Mediterranean food at Zoe's Kitchen. Delicious Italian at Avellino's. Something hot off the grill at Bull & Bones. Plus much more. Relax and see the latest movies at the only IMAX in the NRV at Frank Theater Cine Bowl & Grill. It's all at First and Main in Blacksburg. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to hear the latest. First and Main. Eat, drink, shop, play.
With Blacksburg Physical Therapy, there's nothing holding you back. From that round of golf, that bike ride on the Huckleberry, or even jumping at a Hokies game. At Blacksburg Physical Therapy, you don't need a doctor's referral. Get direct care for whatever's keeping you on the sideline. Blacksburg Physical Therapy has proudly served the NRV for 25 years with the best muscle and joint specialists. Locations in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford. Call today, 540-951-2703. Or visit BlacksburgPTOnline.com. Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better.
Welcome back. Have a question? Tweet it at VT_TTL. Now back to First and Main and your host, John Lazor.
Our thanks once again to head coach Justin Fuente for joining us nearly the entirety of Tech Talk Live. Coach will be back here next Monday. I'll actually be down in Richmond with another head coach, Buzz Williams, at a tip-off basketball dinner, but Andrew Allegretta will be in this chair, so fear not. TTL, as it always is, from 7 to 8 o'clock next Monday. And I think for those of us here in Blacksburg and those watching our Facebook live stream right now, you just kind of saw what my next column in Inside Hokie Sports is about that I turned in last week and should be available to you in the next couple of days. And that is, as you watch Coach Fuente and his family, right, and it's kind of the same way with Buzz Williams and his kids, although they're a little bit more advanced, at least the older kids. It's a magical time right now, it feels like, in terms of being associated with those two families. They're growing, their programs are growing, and we got a taste of what it's like to be back on that stage. For me, just my second taste, I think, of that environment added with Ohio State, my first game ever, and I'll be honest, I don't remember a whole lot of the day leading up to that game that night as much as I do yesterday. So the timing of that column, I think, is apropos as well, and it's called Timing is Everything. I think we're in a good place timing-wise, Hokies. So let's get after them again this week, 5:30 across this same Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network. Hokies getting back on track against Boston College. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being Hokies. Good night, everybody.
Fans know that the best place to stock up for the season is Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Columbia, Cutter, and Buck, and more. Plus, the newest styles of team color fashion tops and dresses for the ladies. Alumni Hall is a one-stop shop for Virginia Tech fans with a huge selection for the kids, tailgate gear, and even accessories to deck out your car. With a wide range of Hokie products and prices, you'll be the envy of the game day crowd when you shop at Alumni Hall. Conveniently located on your way to campus at First and Main next to Bull & Bones, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Last time on College Sports Now.
This is Sooners and Cowboys, and that's why it's been moved to what, early November?
November 4th, I think.
Yeah, sure, and it's been moved there because the loser still has a chance to recover and the winner has an advantage. Let's be honest, though. That's the Big 12 championship. If they meet again, they could take each other out. Think about that.
Listen to College Sports Now, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, exclusively on TuneIn, and follow along on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. TuneIn, your everything audio app.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech ING Sports Network. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy, CMG Leasing. Visit VTCampusEdge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First in Maine, eat, drink, shop, play. Located off South Main Street in Blacksburg. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Papa John's Pizza, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The Pete Dye River Course. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Tech Talk Live is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.